sea. Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Amen. Verse 16 says this, therefore do not let your good be spoken of as evil. And of course the context is we're talking about Christian liberty. The people exercising their liberty as Christians, but at the expense of those who are perhaps not quite as knowledgeable as you, or has the doctrinal orientation you have, or has the maturity that you have, and so they become offended or wounded by something that you do or say, which you are at liberty to do, but it hurts them. And so Paul's point here is that we would, as believers, consider the other person. And our tendency isn't to do that. Our tendency is to say, what do you mean? I can do what I want to do, and to defend ourselves and defend our liberties. That's our tendency. But to have the attitude where we're concerned about the other person and what where they're at in the Lord, how far along they are and in their growth and so forth, and to be patient with them rather than to just in-your-face kind of attitude towards them. So Christian liberty, under the grace of God, of course, is not the freedom to sin. That has to be separated from liberties. Christian liberty is not the freedom to sin. And we say this every time because people still interpret grace that way. You always hear comments and sentences people make about how it's okay to sin because it's all grace. And in one way or another, people bring that up and use that as their excuse for sinning or their license for sinning or whatever. And liberty is not freedom to sin. It is never freedom to sin. It's never presented that way in the Bible. It's a misunderstanding of the grace message to even consider that it is the freedom to sin. Every believer knows that there are standards that God has that he desires for us to live in, if we are going to reflect the Christian life in Christ. Everyone knows there are standards. You don't have to be a Christian very long to know that you shouldn't murder somebody, I would think. You don't have to be a Christian for very long to know that you shouldn't be robbing banks and stealing other people's property and doing destructive things. I mean, there are certain things you automatically know that these things don't reflect the Christian way of life. And that goes down. It goes not only to those major kinds of areas of sin, we would call them, that also goes down into attitudes and behavioral problems and so forth. There are standards, and we know that there are standards. And we don't deny that there are standards because we're under grace. We don't say, well, I'm under grace. There's no standards. There's always standards. Because we are here on earth reflecting, as ambassadors, the life of Jesus Christ. So we know there are going to be standards. Now, we also know these standards do not determine our eternal destiny. These standards do not determine whether or not I go to heaven or hell. That has already been determined the moment I got saved. The moment I put my faith in Christ, and the Lord Jesus Christ sent the Holy Spirit into my life, and he saved me. That's the determination of my salvation. The standards are not the determination. But after I'm saved, I live by standards. You live by standards. And a lack of standards obviously reflects a poor testimony in terms of the way a person lives their Christian life. But a person who lives with standards, who adopts standards based upon the will of God and knowing what God's desire is for the believer's life, then that person's testimony is improved upon and increased and has an impact on other people's lives. So we have standards, and we don't mind having standards. We don't consider them the law. We don't consider them being pressured by them. We don't consider that if we fail one or two that we're going to be condemned for it. We understand all that. We're not under the law. We're under grace. But we still have standards, and we certainly have a desire in our heart to live for Jesus Christ, and that means to follow the standards that he presents to us. And he is, of course, if we want to get right down to it, he is the great standard himself. He is the standard, with the capital S. And but we certainly, keeping standards, honor God's desire for our life. And so we're not opposed to that. We don't, as long as, especially if we don't view them as law. If we view them as law, we're headed for failure. But if we don't view it as law, we've realized that it's just the nature of the one who's in us. We have been given a Holy Spirit, and which means the word holy meaning to be separate, to be different, and that Spirit within us is going to work towards progressively us being different and set apart from the rest of the world system and the way the world lives and the way others live, and that's just part of the progression of being a Christian. And that's probably the great visible evidence of a person walking with God is the fruit that the Spirit produces in their lives. But the quality of our walk with God, the quality of our walk with God is in keeping these standards and honoring the things that God would have us honor in our lives. Because in doing so, we're honoring him. But we never confuse the two. The liberty that we have as Christians is not the liberty to sin. Sin without repentance will always have consequences. Sin without repentance always has consequences. Not eternal, because as we said, we're already saved. We're already going to heaven. But sin has its temporal consequences in that sin can mess up your life. Something severe. It can ruin marriages, destroy families, destroy all kinds of things in people's lives, destroy happiness. Sin has its toll that people pay when they commit sin on earth as Christians, and that's why repentance and turning to God and experiencing God's forgiveness in your life is very, very valuable and important. And the shorter your account is with God, in other words, you sin and you repent. I shouldn't have spoken like that, Lord. I shouldn't have done it that way. I shouldn't have handled it this way, knowing that that was not the way to do it, and there God has a better way to do it. And dealing with that is the best way to deal with things. Because long-term sinning, living in sin, has consequences. But the good in this verse spoken of, that Paul speaks of here, in context, he's speaking about the good as those things that are not sin necessarily. These are not sinful things, but these are things that might become, have a negative effect upon someone else. They're good as far as I'm concerned because I have no problem with them. I don't view them as sin. I don't view them as something that God is opposed to. I just do it, and I have liberty to do it, and I'm not condemned by doing it, but it could present a negative impact upon somebody else's life. And that's the problem. So, for example, in my own life, I have areas. I was trying to think of different areas that I might include myself. And I know in my own life, I make light of situations. You may have noticed that. I make light of situations all the time. Maybe I do it so as not to be stressed out by the situation, or maybe it's just the way I am. But you could tell me about someone getting run over in a truck, and I'll make a joke about it. And I don't mean to be hard about it. That's just the way I am. I'm so sorry. I make light of such situations, and I have to be careful of that because some people are very, don't make light of that. Some people, it's very, very serious to them. It might be a situation that's not obviously somebody getting run over in a truck, but something less serious that doesn't sound like a big deal to me. And the tendency is to make light of it, but the person that I'm talking to, it's not light to them. It's very, very serious to them. And when you make light of it with them, they're hurt. It's like you don't care. You're not even listening to them. And so it can offend them in such a way. And I'm just doing it because that's just the way I am. I don't react to things too dramatically on both ends. On both ends, and whether it's a negative thing or a positive thing, I don't react to things expressionlessly, whatever the word is, but you can hurt people by not taking them serious. So I know many times I have to tell myself to don't say nothing, bite your tongue, this person, to them it's a big deal. So I need to realize that it's important to them, and I have to make it important to me, because otherwise I wouldn't. It would be like, what are you talking about? That's dumb. And that's hurtful to people. It's hurtful to people when you do that. When they're not there, they don't have that same, I think you get what I mean. The same thing with joking, too. Joking can become very, you have to know who you're joking with. If you can joke with the wrong person and they're devastated, there are other people you can joke with, and it's fun. And it's not harmful, and it's not hurtful, and I have liberty to joke. But there are certain people that if you joke with the wrong person, they are very much hurt by the joke because they don't have a sense of humor yet. Maybe they don't get it. We've said that many, many times. If you come here to our church and you don't know how to laugh, you're probably going to get offended and leave. Because we joke, we clown around, we banter back and forth, and we do it in love. We have liberty to do it. Nobody's hurt by it. But that one person that comes in from the outside, you don't know where they're coming from. They could be they're all tensed up, they're serious, and they don't really have the capacity to laugh yet. It's true. People don't have the capacity to laugh. It takes them a while sometimes, and we expect them. What's wrong with you? You should be able to laugh. But they don't. They don't. It's kind of reminiscent of a child who's afraid of the dark. Were you ever afraid of the dark? Are you still afraid of the dark? And the child's in their room and they're crying, they're afraid of the dark, and they want you to leave the door open, they want you to leave a light on. And as the adult, hopefully, that there's nothing for them to be afraid of. There's no monster in the closet, there's nothing under the bed, there's nothing in the darkness that's going to hurt them. Your knowledge tells you that there's nothing to be afraid of. They don't have the same knowledge. To them, there's something scary there.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993. Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Hello, this is David Wilbur, a professional insurance agent right here on the Treasure Coast for more than 30 years and partner in InsurePro Insurance Agency located in St. Lucie West.